welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad to be here as well. Mrs. Allen is helping us out. She's passed around a worksheet for us this morning. It should say scriptural songs at the top. That's what we're looking at today. So see if you can find a copy of that just for you. And we're still welcoming folks in. I apologize right up front because I'll be talking quickly this morning. I feel like I'll be in a rush a little bit. I love to have the opportunity to come in here and talk with you all. I also have another meeting that's scheduled for this hour, so I'm double booked, unfortunately. Let me just tell you what we're going to discuss, though. This is a little different. When I have an opportunity to come in here, we usually study a Bible character or something of that nature. Today we're studying songs, some good Christian hymns and songs that we sing in church sometimes. And here's my main point. This won't take too long, but my main point is to prompt our thinking that these good biblical songs are based on scripture verses. Now, I'm not pointing any fingers at anyone else, but I know that for myself, sometimes I get familiar with a song, and I sing it over and over again, and I don't think about the words as much as I should. So, again, if nothing else today, hopefully we'll take these few minutes to remind us to think about what we're singing. Don't just sing through with blind memory and not put any thought into it. But also, just to encourage us all to reflect that these good songs are in the hymn book for a reason. They're based on Scripture. Many of them make allusions to Scripture. You've probably heard of Fanny Crosby, a well-known hymn writer. She wrote thousands of songs. Thousands. Think of it. And so many of those songs make allusions to Bible verses all throughout the text of the song. I've included a couple of those on page 2, and we'll see how far we get with this. It's interesting to me. I'm sorry if this is kind of, you know, not interesting to you. I find this very interesting to look at an old song that I've sung for years and years, for decades. I had the privilege of growing up in church. Some of these songs I've been singing now for a long time, and then to just look and reflect. It might not quote a scripture verse exactly word for word, but it's coming from scripture, and to just pause and give that some thought. Does that make sense? What we're doing is it's a little exercise, not necessarily a Bible character today, but just a little thoughtful exercise for us. So we'll talk about that. Why don't we pray, though, and ask for the Lord's blessing on our talk today. Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be here. We're thankful for good scripture songs that you've given to us to sing and to direct our attention toward you. We pray you'll bless this time that we have together this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So I'd like to ask you right away before we look at the little handout there to write down two scripture verses on the top or on the bottom of your sheet. Let me just give you these references. Psalm 100, verse 2. Zephaniah 3, verse 17. I'll repeat those in a minute here. Psalm 100, verse 2. And Zephaniah 3, verse 17. Now, I'm going to give those scripture references to you, and we won't even read them right now. But after I excuse myself in a few minutes, that's something that you can look up together at your tables and compare those two verses, compare and contrast. Something you can think about and just discuss together, the theme of those two scripture verses, and it definitely connects with what we're talking about on this worksheet here. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you to help me out with this. Tell me if you can think of some scripture that this good song might be based on. The light of the world is Jesus, number one. You can use your Bible. You can use your concordance in your back of your Bible. You can Google it if you want. You can ask a friend. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to help us to think a little bit. Does that sound like a phrase that comes out of the Bible? The light of the world is Jesus. Where do you think we might find something like that? What does that sound like, Jolene? Okay, she got it right off. John 8, 12, and that's exactly right. Yeah. John 8, and also John 9, by the way, Jesus said, I am the light of the world there in John 8, and then again in John chapter 9, I don't know, I have it written down somewhere, verse 5, I am the light of the world. See how easy this is? Isn't this easy? So obviously that song is based on Jesus said, I am the light of the world. How about this? His eye is on the sparrow. Have you ever heard that song? And I know he watches me, his eyes on the sparrow, so I know that he cares for me. Maybe you've heard that song sung before. Now, where does that come from in the Bible? Can you think of any reference or any verse? You all are looking for a specific verse, but can you think of anything in the Bible that says something like that? Oh, yes, yes. She knows. She's looking. She found it. You're close. Yep, sure. She's looking at the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus explained to his audience, he said, I won't be able to quote the exact, but he said something like, two sparrows sold for a farthing or something like that. And he said, not one of them will fall without your heavenly Father knowing. So that's it. Now, I got to look at my notes because I do have it written down. Here are the two verses, Matthew 10:29 and Luke 12:6. Two different places that Jesus said that. But you get the idea. It's not going to be graded. You won't get a score for it. We're just thinking about it. Jesus told people the Heavenly Father even cares for the sparrows, and you're worth more than a sparrow. So yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, I'll say it again. Matthew 10:29 and Luke 12:6. They both verses say something very similar, but that's Jesus speaking. Look at example number 3. I know whom I have believed. And in this case, it's in quotes, isn't it? It says right there in the chorus, but, quote, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. It's a chorus that we sing sometimes in church, but it comes from Scripture. It's in quotes, so it's quoting a Scripture there. Do you know where that's found? I heard it. 2 Timothy 1:12. There you go. We've got it. Just like that. 2 Timothy 1:12, which says exactly what the chorus says on the page. Mm-hmm. Number 4 is very similar. It's a quote right from Scripture. Go ye into all the world is the title, but it says, all power is given unto me. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you alway. Jolene said it there. Matthew 28 with confidence. The Great Commission, there it's found. Yep. So that's true. The Gospels, all 4 of the Gospels give some version of the Great Commission. How about number 5? Faith is the victory. Faith, do you want me to sing it for you?
Yes.
No, I don't think you do. No, but it's a chorus that we're familiar. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. And that's a quote from a Scripture. Where do you think that's found?
1 John.
Somebody said 1 John. That's right. It's not the exact word-for-word phrasing, but it's very close. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
What's the reference? 5:4.
5:4. There you go. That's it. 1 John 5:4. I looked these up ahead of time, so I'm trying to let you all answer. I do have it written down. You all want to sing every one of these songs?
We'll do that when you leave.
I'm pretty terrible at singing, so I don't like to sing out too much, but I think some of these we're familiar with. There's a royal banner given for display to the soldiers of the king. Now that's a little bit, yeah, I know, we want to sing through the whole thing. That one's a little more obscure, and that's why on the right-hand column it has 2 stars next to it, because it's more difficult. So now we're stepping into the 2-star question here. Can you think of anything in the Bible that talks about a banner that is given for display? It is harder. It's harder to think of. I don't know, is it? Oh. Okay. The word banner is there. That's good. Psalm, it is in the Psalms. Oh, I don't know. Psalm 25, what does that say? That's not what I've written down, but it could be. I did have a psalm written down.
Which one did you have? 64?
Yes. What does that say?
Thou hast given him a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth.
Okay. That's the verse. Yeah, that's the one.
60 verse 4.
That's the one. Christine found it. It's Psalm 60, verse 4. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it might be displayed because of the truth. So you can see it's not exactly a word-for-word quotation, but it's a reference to the verse. Yep. Number 7, I think, is a little easier. So help me out with number 7. Here goes the chorus. Marching on, for Christ count everything but loss. Yeah. Okay, there it is, Philippians 3. That's a pretty familiar text, I think. Paul writing, I have counted all things but loss for Christ. That's Philippians 3, 7 and 8, really, yeah. Okay, I'm going to skip the next one. Feel free to study it out together with your table. And I'm going to go to number 10. It's on page 2. I do want to talk about number 10. It's kind of near and dear to my heart. Page 2, number 10. Come, thou fount of every blessing. And what is it? The second verse maybe says, here I raise mine Ebenezer. Now, I'm joking and kidding a little bit, but every year at Christmas time, I get to put on the costume and act like Ebenezer Scrooge. So all the little kids in the church, they don't even know my name. They just call me Mr. Scrooge. It's funny. It's the honest truth. I'll tell you a funny story. My sister came to visit from out of town. And she was introducing herself to a couple here at the church Sunday morning, and somebody she hadn't met before, she introduced herself, and they introduced themselves. They said, yeah, we've been coming for a little while. We're kind of new here. I don't even know their names, but she told me the story afterward. And she said, my name's Melody. I'm Pastor Zempel's sister. And they looked at each other. They said, who's that? Pastor Zempel, we don't know him. And she says, Scrooge. And they go, oh, yeah, we know him. I'm going to have to legally change my name now. No, we're having a good time. We're joking and kidding. But look at that name, Ebenezer. It's a biblical name. Did you know that? And maybe you sang that verse in church one time and you said, Ebenezer, why are we singing? What does that mean? Raise my Ebenezer. Well, it comes from the Bible. So number 10 is a 2-star question. Do you know where Ebenezer is found in the Bible?
1 Samuel.
Oh, okay. 1 Samuel. 7:12. Sure. So what's the story there? Samuel had set up a rock or a stone, and he called that stone Ebenezer. Now, let me tell you, I took 2 whole semesters of Hebrew when I was in seminary, so... You know, I don't know very much about Hebrew, but this word Ebenezer is kind of 2 words put together. It's like Ebengetzer. It's stone of help. That's what the name means, stone of help. So that's why Samuel put up a big stone, and he said to all the Israelites, look at this stone, and this is going to remind us that hitherto God has helped us. Up to this time, God has helped us. It's a memorial stone. And that's why the verse, you know, we sing the verse, here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come. Up to this point in my life, I got here by God's help. And so I expect the rest of my life, however long that may be, I expect that God's going to help me the rest of the way. That's why we sing that. Does that make sense? I just wanted to talk about that for a minute. Here we have the whole hallelujah chorus. I think you all are familiar. There's a lot of scripture in that whole, the Messiah oratorio, is that technically what it's called, an oratorio? Is that right, Jolene? Jolene knows. Yeah, no, we've sung it before, we've played it in church, and you know it's based on Scripture. So there's a couple of examples. I'm not going to take the time. I want to skip down to the last one, the Lily of the Valley, Charles W. Fry, and just look at this. It's just so full. We've got a couple of good Fanny Crosby examples in here as well, which are very fascinating. But let me just read it to you. And look how much scripture references and allusions are in this text. He will never... Can I sing it?
Yeah.
You're kidding me. I have literally never in my life had somebody request me to sing before. Nobody ever asks me to sing. People usually ask me to stop. So, yeah, people applaud when I'm done singing. They're glad I'm finished. Okay, the lily of the valley. He's the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. Something like that. I probably better not try it. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will, a wall of fire about me. Yeah, that I looked it up this morning. It comes right from the Bible. There's a verse that says that. A wall of fire about me. I have nothing now to fear. With his manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. That probably sounds familiar, doesn't it? Manna in the Bible. Then, sweeping up to glory, I'll see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. So maybe you've heard the tune before, maybe you've sung it. He's the lily of the, and maybe you didn't stop and think. All of those names are coming from the Bible. The name for the Lord Jesus, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the fairest of 10,000. It's all in the Bible. So I am going to have to wrap up, but. Do you, any of you want to take a stab at that at all, number 21 through 26? Any of those? Do any of those ring a bell? Hebrews, okay. Chapter 13, maybe? Hebrews 13? You're on the right track, yep. Hebrews 13. Christine said, verse 5, that's the one. Yeah, there you go. He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's good. It's a good verse. Yeah. One more time. Okay, for the manna, maybe? Oh, okay. I don't have that one down. Can you read that for me? Oh, wow. That's really good. That's a good one. I need a pencil. I need to write that one down. Yep, I appreciate that. No, that's good. That's really good. So we'll put that one in there as well for number 21. I right away assumed you were talking about manna because manna is referenced in Deuteronomy. There's probably quite a few verses in the Old Testament that talk about manna. Yeah. How about some of those names before I go? 24, 25, 26, the lily of the valley. The bright and morning star, the fairest among 10,000. That sounds right. But you're looking for another one. Okay. No, you're right. Song of Solomon, that's a good place. That's definitely the right direction. Okay, so number 24 is Song of Solomon 2 and verse 1. And then number 26 is Song of Solomon 5, verse 10. And to wrap it up, number 25 comes from Revelation. Jesus himself said, I am the bright and morning star. Revelation 22, 16, number 25. Okay, so you've got a few more blanks left. You can talk about it, whichever one interests you or intrigues you. What I would love, actually, is for you to add your own song to the list. These are just a few that I kind of, you know, that came to my mind. But you probably have a favorite song in the hymnal that is based on Scripture in some way. And if you would think it through and write it down, I think that would be even better than listening to me give some of my favorites, right? So, okay, yes. You know, I've seen some editions, some hymnals that will have a kind of a key scripture with each title. And some of them are definitely, it's what the song is based upon. Others are, you know, a little more loose connection. But that's a good idea. That's really good. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Enjoy the rest of your conversation. I will see you again soon.